The first 5 minutes can shape the entire encounter. A chaplain may arrive with good questions and solid resources, but if we assess before we connect, the person in front of us may never feel safe enough to speak.
And in a military setting, that entrance carries extra weight. You may be walking into a command space, a motor pool, a field hospital, or a quiet corner after a critical incident. Rank, mission pressure, and limited privacy are already in the room.
That is why the opening move in the care method matters. Connect before assess. Slow your pace. Notice the environment. Introduce yourself clearly. Explain your role and state the limits of confidentiality accurately. Then ask permission to stay and talk.
Permission can sound simple. Would it be all right if I sat with you for a minute? That question gives the service member some agency, especially when much of the day has felt outside their control.
Connection also means resisting the urge to fill silence. The CRN do and never standard keeps us grounded. Do offer calm presence. Do listen and clarify. Do respect the person's beliefs and choices. Never diagnose, treat, pressure, or impose meaning.
So what does assessment look like once connection begins? It is not an interrogation, and it is not a clinical evaluation. The chaplain listens for immediate concerns, safety, available support, spiritual distress, and the effect of the situation across the whole person.
If we name those dimensions, they are physical, emotional, cognitive, behavioral, relational, and spiritual. We are not labeling a disorder. We are noticing where strain is showing up and deciding whether spiritual care, practical support, or referral is appropriate.
Picture a chaplain arriving after a vehicle rollover during training. One soldier is sitting apart, staring at the ground, and repeatedly saying, "I'm fine." The chaplain does not challenge that statement or announce what the soldier must be feeling.
Instead, the chaplain approaches without crowding, identifies themselves, checks whether this is a workable place to talk, and says, "I can stay with you for a few minutes. What would be most helpful right now?" The answer may be silence, water, prayer, a phone call, or simply company.
As trust develops, the chaplain can ask focused questions. "Are you safe right now? Who knows you are here? Is there someone you want contacted?" If the soldier describes an urgent medical concern, risk of harm, or a need beyond chaplain's scope, the chaplain makes the appropriate referral and supports the handoff.
That is the refer not treat boundary in action. We do not turn a pastoral encounter into therapy. We recognize need, remain present, connect the person with the right resource, and follow up when appropriate.
The takeaway is practical. In the first 5 minutes, do not rush to solve the story. Enter calmly, clarify your role, protect dignity, ask permission, and listen. Connect before assess. That sequence helps military chaplains offer care that is trusted, ethical, and useful in the field.